This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Overwhelmingly agreed on Wednesday to suspend the nation's debt ceiling. Woohoo! For 2 years. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us here on this show. I don't know if it's really a woohoo. It might be a little bit more subdued, but look, I think it does head off what could be economically devastating if there was to be a default. And you know that old saying about cutting off your nose to spite yourself? I didn't want to see that happen to any of us. So there was a bit of a revolt. There were a lot of heels that were kicked up by the far right on the Republican side, threatening to, among other things, get Speaker Kevin McCarthy pulled. But it didn't work. It was the center for the Democrats and for the Republicans that made this go through in the House. 314 votes total. 165 Democrats said yes, voting for the measure to lift it. 149 Republicans. The no's for the Democrats, 46, for the Republicans, 71. So if you do the math, 314, that's what they needed. Passed it, 117 said, no way. No way. So now the 2 years. This is just days before the projected date to exhaust the borrowing power. So this is at the last moment making it happen. I personally think, you know, $20 billion being cut from the IRS budget, which is really kind of a side deal. I think that was the thing that made it more palatable for many Republicans, because there was a big cut. That's a lot of money to cut out of that. And to me, I think that was one of the deciding factors. I mean, you have to take it all in and encompassing from every angle. And I think that there were a couple of things at play here. And the biggest was, if everybody starts to tank and you've got active military personnel and veterans who have major delays in checks, there's going to be a lot of unhappy voters, right? I mean, let's face it, a lot of unhappy people. So still has to get through the Senate and then has to go to the president's desk to be signed. I don't anticipate any problem in the Senate. I think it goes through and then the president sends it on to make it law. That's how it works. His signature and boom, we're done. But I hope that there are lessons in the middle of this and we don't end up in the same position in just a couple of short years, because doesn't time really fly? In fact, the answer is yes, it does. Speaking of flying, a task force has not found any evidence that unidentified anomalous represent signs of extraterrestrial visits, because that's what we really want to know. If you're going to have a NASA panel talking about explaining UFOs, what is the real thing we want to know? Is there alien life force? Of course. So a Pentagon official speaking at the meeting that was held on Wednesday said the Defense Department is examining 800 cases from the past 27 years, but only 2-5% of those incidents are considered truly unexplained. The numbers are an increase from 2022, and it does represent some new information that the Federal Aviation Administration has given to the Pentagon, as well as the uptick in all those reports. Remember, after the Chinese spy balloon was allowed to casually fly through our airspace and transition its way through the United States. And listen, people are always going to be interested in aliens, in the crafts, in aliens. Do they really exist? some of the stories that people have told, you know, but mostly, let's face it, we're looking at drones and balloons. Drones and balloons. So you got to look at the cameras, you got to look at the radar, you got to look at the sensors. They even talked about that in the meeting. And what are they designed to do? What kind of data are they trying to grab? And I just think people, I kind of think it goes two ways. Either people are afraid that there is life out there and there are aliens, or people hope there's aliens and they wish we knew them. For me, I don't know that I want to know that there are aliens among us, right? I think this is interesting. NASA is going to release a report of its task force by the end of July, making recommendations to the government. So it wasn't very clear at that panel discussion, what are they going to do when they have these sightings? And, of course, reports of UFOs are always going to be out there. Have you ever seen anything that was unidentified? That's exactly what it is. What are you seeing when you look up into the sky and you see something that doesn't belong? And what are you going to call it? And, of course, that's the reason why we have the term UFO. UFO. That is absolutely the reason why. A couple of interesting things from the campaign trail. In Iowa, Ron DeSantis is really gearing up for what we'll probably see be some of his main pushes. So this was his first trip as a presidential candidate, even though he took other trips and hinted at it. But he said, I'm going to counter punch. He called one of the spending bills that Donald Trump signed as grotesque and accused him of increasing the national debt. He said the way Trump had sided with Disney in DeSantis's war with the entertainment giant was bizarre. He described Trump's criticism of the governor's handling of COVID as ridiculous, and he declared Trump to take a position on the debt limit bill pending in D.C. And he said, I think what stuck, the landing that stuck, are you leading from the front or are you leading for polls, waiting for polls, to tell you what position to take? Ooh, sting. Sting. But it is kind of tricky as to what his message is going to be, DeSantis's message, not Trump's, you know, because of where he's speaking. I mean, he spoke directly to voters in each of his first four Iowa stops. So that's going to matter. That's going to skew the numbers in whatever direction they go. But I think you're going to see this counterpunch, punch, punch, punch in response throughout at least the first 6 months of the campaign, and then watching to see where it all ends up. And we'll know more as we get to the primaries, as we look at some of those polls. When you get closer to the primaries, that's when they are really handy and they make sense. And right now, I still say it's a little bit early for that. A little bit early. All right, coming up on the flip side, a mic drop moment and a couple of moments in sports worth mentioning.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Mongoose, chickadee, snake away. We go barefoot every day. Mongoose, chickadee, snake away. Mongoose, chickadee, snake away. Mongoose, chickadee, snake away. We go barefoot every day. Mongoose, chickadee, snake away.
The island, she have plenty snake. All around this sugar break. Then the mongoose come one day. Mongoose,
this would end up on your list. Indiana Jones. I talked about it briefly the other day because somebody asked me a question about it. Yes, it is coming back. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. And there's starting to be previews all over the place of it, of this Indiana Jones. And this is supposedly it for Harrison Ford. This is the last one, period, boom, done. You're not going to catch him when he's 90 doing another Indiana Jones. He says, this is it. And I know there were a couple of scenes I saw. It is a trailer, but it looked pretty clever. And that's coming out in June. And because we're turning the page into June, I know, hard to believe, shocker in its own way. This movie is coming out by the end of June, and I think because it spans so many generations, people will go and see it. All right, speaking of spanning decades, there's a show called Sex and the City. Sex and the City, now with the gals being 25 years older, is called And Just Like That. But it is the universe of Sex and the City, and there is a shocker as Kim Cattrall is returning as Samantha Jones. Some of you are saying, what is she talking about? I have no idea. Let me explain it to you. You know when you have a really super popular character who is kind of, in a way, stealing the limelight from another character who's really driving the show. Well, apparently Samantha Jones's character was popular, one of the four women who it was Sex and the City. They were taking over Manhattan. They were young and working and trying to find a husband, a partner, or whatever. and all of what happened there became very popular, and it was an iconic show. You didn't have as much streaming, but it was the beginning of streaming, and it was a huge HBO show when there weren't all these alternatives. You had The Sopranos and Sex and the City. They were really super, super big, 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 big shows. And her character, Kim Cattrall's iconic role of Samantha Jones, because she was the sex-crazed, sexy, mature woman, a little bit older than the other three, and was an incredibly popular character. After the second movie they made, that was it. She had enough. And then there were always questions about Sarah Jessica Parker, and did they get along, and what was the problem there. And so the shocker is, again, that it's been leaked that she's going to reprise this role in the finale. So she's only going to appear in one scene. I mean, that's a big trick, isn't it? She's coming back. She's coming back for one scene. But the one scene thing is actually a big deal because of saying, no, 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 I won't come back. I won't come back. I won't come back. And now actually doing it. So it's not a continuation of the character necessarily for now. But she was so part of that groundbreaking series. It ran for six seasons from 1998 to 2004 and then led to two movies. And, she said she was done playing Samantha when she didn't feel like the script for a proposed third film did justice to the character. She said, forget it, I'm out. And her decision to step away led to that public fallout with Parker, who says there isn't a fallout, but one that's always seems to be talked about. So, wow, how about that? Pretty interesting. And what's also interesting is she's starring in a film about my father with Robert De Niro right now. And Robert De Niro just had a big announcement that at the age of 79, his wife had a baby. His current wife had a baby. And then you have Al Pacino, who had to one-up him. He's in his early 80s, and his girlfriend is pregnant, and he's going to be a father again, right? So, by the way, just for grins, and just like that, premieres January 22nd. And, wow, how interesting is that? So one way to drum up attention. Because you have to have something. What is the thing that pulls people's curiosity toward whatever a new project is? And that definitely pulls eyeballs. That definitely has people maybe talking about the show that normally, I'm just going to say normally, wouldn't talk about it. All right, we know the stage is set in the NBA and in the NHL. To crown champions, because this is the time that you do it. On Thursday, we're going to get that first game between the Heat and the Nuggets. It's at Ball Arena in Denver. Denver is favored by 9 points. I think this is going to be a really strong, 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 strong series. And people are going to be surprised because, yes, there are people that root for those two teams, but they're not the big, I'm going to call them, not the big teams. Right, so it's not New York, it's not L.A., it's not San Francisco, it's not Chicago. But nonetheless, I think it's going to be incredibly competitive and probably, for sure, worth watching, which is exactly what I think about the NHL, because you have an expansion team like the Panthers, they're an expansion team, but the Golden Knights, who didn't even come about till 2017, and now they're in their second Stanley Cup Finals, and they get to host first up, taking on the Panthers. So I'll be curious to see which really brings the heat. Right, it's going to be so much about good goaltending, great goaltending. That's so key. And then some of your two-way players and all of that in between are going to matter a lot, a lot. I want to make sure I threw this in because I said I had a couple of had a couple of quick sports notes since we didn't open the door to the man cave this time around. You know, it's interesting with injuries and then going into these mini camps and who's healthy and who is ready to come out firing on all cylinders. Well, the Jets are optimistic about Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers right now is not 100%. He has a calf injury. So some of what he wants to practice, he's not going to be able to really practice. I mean, he's practicing. He is nursing a calf injury, but he's throwing on the side anyway, right? He's throwing on the side, and he strained that calf last week. So they want to practice the handoffs. They want to practice all of that, which Aaron Rodgers wants to do that. So you look at some players aren't even going to be limited in training camp. The goal is to make sure the backfield is clicking for the regular season, not just the preseason, right? So Rodgers had missed four straight practices after tweaking his right calf when he was warming up for the second practice on the 23rd. He's downplaying the injury, and I think that he seems pretty engaged. He wants this to work, and you think about it, 39 years old. Wow, 39 years old. I don't know why that slipped my mind, but it's pretty big, 39. And you think of all the other players, think of some of these young, hot quarterbacks and how the horizon, everything is way, way, way in front of them and how different it is when you're at the tail end, which is what you're seeing probably there, too. Probably you're seeing that. Another quick sports note. I love firsts. I love underdogs or teams that weren't expected to be there when they're there. And this came out of Scottsdale, Arizona. Florida put itself in some crazy, crazy positions during the season. And a deep hole against Florida State in the national semifinals. But they dug out of it. They got things done that they needed to get done. So you had a couple of big winners for Florida and closing it out really tight. Florida beat Georgia Tech for the first NCAA men's golf title since 2001. So congratulations to them for hitting them long and hard for sure and nailing those putts. Hang with us. We got a great author coming up next. He is inspirational.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is expressing confidence that the debt ceiling bill will make it through Congress before the U.S. defaults.
We are proud of this bipartisan, common sense agreement that we believe that should get passed out of the House and the Senate and to the President's desk.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the administration has been whipping up support among Democrats for tonight's House vote. The White House is calling a Chinese fighter jet maneuver over the South China Sea unsafe and unprofessional. The Pentagon released a video showing a Chinese jet fly directly past the nose of an American plane. Actor Danny Masterson has been found guilty on two rape charges by a Los Angeles jury while they remain deadlocked on the third charge. After 7 days of deliberation, the jury determined that Masterson had raped two victims at his Hollywood Hills home 2 decades ago. Sentencing for the 47-year-old is yet to be scheduled. John Schaefer, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Around in Author's Corner here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We have Scott Allen Curley with us. His book is called Absolution, The Dark Path to Light. We had such a great off-air conversation. He's such a jolt of inspiration because of what he overcame, what he has to offer, and what he's doing right now is so fascinating. Scott, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
So let's talk about, first of all, your background, because you're a self-made millionaire, but people would say, oh, that's unlikely. I'm sure a lot of people said, no way is this going to happen for this guy. So let's talk about the beginnings of your life and some of the things that happened to you, how you kind of fell into this bad gap.
Wow. Well, we would need more than 9 minutes for that, but I'll give you the elevator pitch. Basically, I was raised in a very dysfunctional household. I was adopted, and everything was about impressions and image. So I was kind of raised to focus more on the outside as opposed to the inside, which left me pretty emotionally devoid and missing a lot of, I think, important parts as a kid, you know, growing up. So I kind of created this alternate persona to get me through. And so I just created this world and this image of myself of being kind of overly everything, overly confident, overly popular, overly athletic, per se. When all along I was just completely lost in who I was as a person on the inside, and it was a conflict that I struggled with my entire childhood that kind of spilled into early adulthood, where it came to came to a head, and that's when things just really went upside down. I got in trouble with, I started doing drugs, got in trouble with the law a lot. Never hurt, never did anything violent or sexual in nature, but was stealing cars and radios and all that, and ended up going back and forth to jail. And ultimately got sentenced to prison for a 35-year sentence for auto theft. And that was a reality check. That was one of the things I could not talk myself out of.
Wow. So you fast forward to, you come out of prison, all of that, and now you're the co-CEO of Finish Line Tax Solutions, and it's one of the nation's largest tax relief firms. You live on a ranch outside of Dallas. I mean, you have this wonderful life. So tell us about the book and what made you write it, and what can people expect in Absolution, the dark path, which you describe, to light?
Well, you know, it took me years to build the courage to write this book, because there was so much self-inflicted trauma in my life, plus out, you know, external traumas, not only, you know, with self-esteem issues, identity issues. I didn't know who I was, didn't know where I belonged. Then, of course, I'll go to prison four times. I spent 10 years in prison. And then once I get out, I'm told that I can't get a license to do this. I can't do that. I can't own a gun. We can't. There's so many things that a person who has been to prison cannot do. But it did not change the fact that I felt like I still owed it to myself to try or deserved it. So I had to change my mindset from asking why and go into asking why not. And that is what kind of started leading me down the path of pursuing my own goals and dreams, despite what they were telling me or society was telling me I couldn't do. I have a way of looking at the world that is somewhat different from what I hear other people say. I look at the world and I see opportunities and obstacles. So what that means is every single thing I do, I have to do it outside of the box. Everything. I can't get an apartment in my name. I can't, you know, there's certain types of banking activities that I can't do, you know, certain type of loans. They look at your background and your history. And although it's 30 years ago, it will still just categorically disqualify me from some of the basic things that the average person can do. So what I've had to do and what I've trained myself to do is to think outside of the box, because I'm not going to accept the fact that I'm not worthy nor entitled to opportunities just because you tell me I'm not meaning you, Kate, of course. But so that's, I pursue things not because you say I can't, but because I say I can. I just have to find creative ways to accomplish my goals.
All right. So this book, by the way, is on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. One of the things you told me is success is in your line of sight. And you said you couldn't accept being a victim. There's such a lesson in this for so many people. So when people get your book, what can they expect? What will they learn?
Well, they'll learn that I have, my life has been a wild ride, and I will, and the vast majority of the challenges that I faced were self-imposed. I'll be the first to admit that. At the same time, I absolutely, unequivocally refuse to take a victim stance. I'm a firm believer in owning all of my shortcomings. You know, we got to own them. You know, if we make a mistake, I don't use the word failure. I use the word shortcoming, because a failure is only a failure if you stop trying. Muhammad Ali said that you don't lose when you fall down. You lose when you stay down. So we don't fail. It's not a failure if we hit a shortcoming or if we find ourselves in a self-imposed problematic situation. We fail when we quit and we stop trying to move forward and move past it. So I see I see those situations as being opportunities to learn from and to grow from. And that's the one thing I think folks should take from the book, Absolution, The Dark Path to Light, is to not confuse barriers with obstacles. A barrier is something that you cannot get through. Prison was a barrier. I couldn't get out until they let me out, you know. However, barriers are not as abundant as obstacles are. We all face obstacles, but we tend to view them as barriers. An obstacle is just something that you have to work around. And once I really started understanding that, then it really just opened up all sorts of opportunities for me, because an obstacle is an opportunity, because not only do you work around it and you learn something, but it makes you stronger. It makes you more creative in the way you think. So I welcome, I welcome obstacles.
Well, I love that. Barrier is different from obstacles. That's a huge takeaway, like you said, I think, for people reading this. All right, tell us about your company and how did that all start?
Yeah, we started this company. I was homeless, actually. When you read the book, or for those of your listeners who choose to read the book, a perfect storm had developed literally in my life that rendered me homeless for 58 days. And I had a friend, or have a friend, his name's Brian Gordon, who was in a very catastrophic situation also, and we grew up together. But he knew that I knew this industry, and he knew I was good at sales and marketing, and so he was able to come up with $2,000. And he told me, he said, "Scott, man, if I come up with $2,000, you think you got one more in you?" Because he knew I started a company like this before, and it did well, and I sold it, and it's still in existence. So I said, "Brian, if it can be done, we can do it." So we took the $2,000, and I had people in my ear saying, "Man, you got, yeah," because I was in a little cheap, cheesy Motel 8 hotel, kind of seedy, and there were folks in my ear like, "Man, you just get a job. You got a roof over your head for less than 2 weeks, and you don't have money. Take that job," because I was offered a job to sell timeshares with a base salary of, you know, maybe $500 a week. That made no sense to me. I felt like I have an opportunity. Yes, it's $2,000, but I know me and I know what I'm capable of. And it could have been $200,000, because I had zero doubt that it would succeed. I was so confident that I turned down a quote unquote real job to start a business while being homeless with $2,000. So despite what everyone said, we did that. In the first week, we turned that $2,000 into $10,000. The next week we did the same thing. 3 months later we had a little office, and in the first year we did about $1 million, and we've doubled in size every year. So we got honored by Inc. magazine last year for being one of the fastest growing companies in the country. I think we made we were ranked number 1304 out of 34 million companies.
Wow.
So yeah. It's been a ride.
It has been a ride. And finally, when you look at this and then you put this all together in the book, that had to feel good to see the book, to be able to touch the book, to put your life in these words and then share them with other people and spread your wisdom. Does it feel really good?
It does now. It does. It was very emotionally draining writing this book, because I was forced to face and remember and revisit so many dark places that I'd been. And so I had to get a little hand-holding along the way, but I knew that if I'm going to write an autobiography, then I have to be real. I have to tell the truth and cut no corners. Otherwise, it's a work of fiction, you know? And so it took years to build the courage, but I felt like, and I was told actually, that it would be selfish of me to not write it, considering the extreme, transitions that I've made in my life. So that was what really pushed me over the edge to go ahead and write it, because had I done it, I couldn't have done it, or may not have done it, just for myself. But when I was told and was reminded of how many people need to hear this and may benefit and learn from it, that's what made me do it.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. Absolution, The Dark Path to Light. Scott Allen Curley, what a delight. Pick this up, Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever great books are sold. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Jay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney with an important announcement about a very serious condition.
May 24th is World Schizophrenia Day. dedicated to raising awareness of a condition affecting about 2.9 million American adults. Some symptoms of schizophrenia may include hallucinations, delusions, social withdrawal, and disorganized speech. People living with schizophrenia also may have trouble focusing or paying attention and can have difficulty with activities that are important to them. The good news is that treatment options for schizophrenia are available. It's important to talk to your healthcare provider about which treatment approach might be right for you. One way to receive schizophrenia treatment you might not know about is a long-acting injectable, or LAI. An LAI is an injection given by a healthcare provider and can last weeks or months depending on the medication chosen. To learn more about schizophrenia and an LAI treatment option for adults with schizophrenia, visit LAITreatmentOption.com. This content is sponsored by Alkermes, Inc.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Richard Smith is with us. He's written a book called Furry Blessings. And Furry Blessings is miraculous in so many ways. And you all know how I feel about dogs and how close we get to dogs. And Richard had that experience. And he had the experience of having this book come to him, and it just poured out of him. And I love these stories. So, Richard, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
So tell us what the book is about.
The book is about a little dog that's born out in the country, and he really wasn't supposed to live at all. But by the grace of God, he survived being a little bitty dog called Runt. And from there, it shows how he interacts and how he's being used to help other people along the way, along his long journey.
And part of this came out of your love for your dog.
Yes.
And
yes, I had a little Pomeranian.
Yeah, Pomeranian that's on the cover of the book, Furry Blessings, and who was just a game changer for you and for people listening. Thanks for your service. But you served in the military for 20 years and were deployed and whatnot. So what did that connection mean to you?
Well, basically, every time I would leave and come home, of course, you know, the dog would attack me or whatever, wanting to play and everything like that. And I, you know, I wrote this story before I even joined the military, but I just let it sit on the back burner. And, you know, I struggled in the computer industry, and I was praying about it, trying to find out what my next step would be to get a good job. And then this book came to me. I was given this book to be a writer. And I sat down, and in 3 days, it just poured out of me. It was a story, God-given story to me.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, like I said, that you had to do it. You had to write about Runt. You had to figure this out. You had to talk about the farm. You had to talk about those lessons. When people read it, what do you hope they take away from reading Furry Blessings?
A very warm sensation. It's action-packed. It goes all the way through. It doesn't stop. And just let everybody know that no matter what happens, don't give up. In the end, things are going to get better.
Yeah, and you said your personal story, like, wow, the computer industry. Then you found a career in the military where, as I mentioned, 20 years in the military because you weren't sure what you were going to do. And then it all worked out. And there is something to that where a lot of us are stumbling around a little bit. And then you look at other people and that's that comparison thing. And it's tough when you're trying to figure it all out, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And by... like I said, I was led to join the military, serve my country, and while I was in, I did IT. I was a computer guy, and I ended up instructing.
Right.
Along
so it all,
with my passion for writing.
So it all came back to you. It came full circle.
Yes.
And so when people read the book, like we said, you have obviously lessons in it. Do you have a favorite part of the book or a favorite lesson?
You know, my favorite part of the book is when he meets this young boy with a leukemia and how their friendship just grows and blossoms. I think that was my favorite part right there.
And what's the lesson in that, in meeting the boy who's struggling with this disease?
I guess the lesson would be, you know, the poor kid, you know, he's got a very, very bad disease, and he just didn't have any life in him. He had basically given up. And once he was taken to the pound to get him a little pet or something just to, you know, kind of make him happy or make him playful, his whole life changed. So even at the end of it, he found love in this scrappy dog, little bitty dog.
Right, and that goes back to, again, the joy of a dog, and to the name of the book again, Furry Blessings. What's next for you? I see you writing another book. Do you think you'll write another one?
Yeah, I think I will. I'm trying to find the time to write it. I've got a book on that was given to me called Ghosts of Baghdad. Now, what that's about is when I was with the National Guard, we were deployed, and we actually got attached to the State Department. So it's kind of like a Tom Clancy style. And, I mean, you know, I'm going to be writing about every time before we'd go on a mission, we would sit and pray to God to protect us.
And what were those missions like?
It was various different missions, something that you would probably see on TV. And, I mean, I just felt so blessed being there helping the Iraqis out. And I would tell my wife, I'd be able to call her on the phone, and I would tell her, man, I'm so blessed. I said, I could probably walk down the streets of Baghdad with no armor on and nobody would touch me because I'm that well protected and prayed over. And my wife would laugh and say, you better not try it.
Because the people appreciated what you were doing, right? And I think that gets lost in the story. A lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, a lot of it's all about the war and all that. But, I mean, to meet the Iraqi people and work hand in hand with them to help, you know, capture bad guys and help them get together, it was a blessing for me. It taught me a lot.
Wow, so that book will be interesting in a much different way than Furry Blessings to talk about that. And you were deployed how many times to the Middle East?
Three times.
Wow, and were they long deployments?
Yeah, most of them were 12 months, and then we also, I guess with the excursion, we did a 16 month, so it was pretty long.
Yeah, there's people listening to us, and you know, we go from the story of this gorgeous little dog and the lessons you learn there to this story that you've got in you that you're going to write that's very different from that. What do you think people should take away from what happened over there? Because you were there and there were so many misconceptions about that. What would you like people to know?
Basically know that, you know, even the National Guard, we were, called up to active army, and it just shows the way our military operates that you can take some citizen soldiers that normally has a regular job and does it part-time and put them in an Army uniform, and they perform. They're we were very blessed to be even able to go over there and help out.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see that book come out and your work on that. But again, we started with Furry Blessings and the stories there and the lessons that you can learn there. And your dog, your just cute, cute little Pomeranian. There's so many great, you know, there's so many great breeds of dogs, but there's something about a Pomeranian that just is, oh, they're so cuddly and warm, aren't they?
Yeah, and before every night, before I'd go to bed, he'd jump up in the bed and I'd have to kiss him on the cheek, or he'd kiss me on the cheek before he'd lay down and go to sleep. So we were pretty attached to him.
I love it. All right, you can pick up Furry Blessings on Amazon, of course. Richard C. Smith, if people want to get in touch with you, is there another way they can do that?
There's that or my Facebook page. I am on Facebook.
All right, so look for you on Facebook, and we look for this upcoming Tom Clancy-like book, too, as well. Thank you,
yes,
Richard.
Ma'am. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Wow. So how interesting is that, that Richard, I think it's the story he shared with us about working with the Iraqi people and how they protected them and what he told his wife about, you know, I could walk down the streets of Baghdad is something that peeked behind the curtain, that there are things that you don't realize when you're not there, when you weren't one of the people that were deployed, or we just got things back in little bits and pieces. You can see the way he views life and that experience and how he thought it was a blessing that he got to be put in that position and he could help people. Just like the start of the conversation where he talked about this incredible dog that he had, that there was something in his mind that his dog taught him these lessons, and then he came up with this novel. And it's the idea of wondering how people and objects and space and where you are, how that all gets in your path and what is the plan. And the story is about a dog that was never supposed to take its first breath. Like he said, this was a dog that wasn't supposed to live, but the dog Runt survives, and then he's taken from the farm that he loves, put in a crazy dangerous situation. And then what happens there, and what happens when he comes back to the farm and when he settles in, and like he said, it's a really kind of a heart pounding thing, because there's the house is raided by police. He has to protect the dog, has to protect a dog fighter's prize dogs, and there's a whole story that you get taken on with Runt and what Runt does and what Runt does to comfort the boy that he talked about. And I can almost, when I was reading it, I can almost visualize it on the big screen. I can almost visualize the story, because it's like the story through the dog's eyes, and then what happens in life and the encounters, and how sometimes you get taken out of the experience that you like, and what happens when you have to navigate that and twist in a couple of different directions. So anyway, interesting man, great book, Furry Blessings, because I think of all the lessons certainly in that, and easy to read for sure. Get it on Amazon. Thanks to all of you for listening to Author's Corner and, of course, this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.